The question is about different divisions or different gopis. One of them is Sadhana Siddhi, another is Nitya Siddhi. And when Rasa dance happened in Krishna Lila, some of these gopis went to see Krishna, and some of them was blocked in their houses, and somewhere in the purports some of acharyas say that they didn't have enough qualification, like that. I'm not sure. And how can we apply it to ourselves?
In the 10th canto of Bhagavatam, chapter 29, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur gives a very elaborate purport you can see in Sarta Darshini to explain the different categories of gopis that were previously sadhakas, and they practiced Raghunuga Bhajan, and then they became sadhana siddhas and got the gopi roop. So some of them were devis, demigoddesses from the heavenly planets. They became gopis, sadhana siddha gopis. And some were the rishis that saw Lord Ramachandra, Dandakaranya sages. And some of the sadhana siddhas were the celestial beings called shrutis, the personified shrutis. They're living in Mahavaikuntha, which is a spiritual planet in a material world. It's called Mahavaikuntha. And in Mahavaikuntha, we find Garbhadakshay Vishnu lying on the milk ocean, on Anantashesh, and Lakshmi is massaging his feet. And this is called Garbhadakshay. Excuse me, I made a mistake. It's Shiradakshay Vishnu. Shiradakshay Vishnu, he's lying on the milk ocean. Kirodakshay. Kira means milk or, you know, like condensed milk. So he's lying there, and when he wakes up, he's sleeping in Yoga Nidra with Ramadevi. Ramadevi described in Brahma Samhita. Ramadevi means Lakshmi, goddess of fortune. So he's sleeping in what they call Yoga Nidra, actually enjoying with his consort, eternal consort. But in the morning, he has a leela of waking up. So when he wakes up, there are a group of sages there, a group of rishis and sages living in Mahavaikuntha, and they're called the personified shrutis. And they recite prayers. It's called Purusha Shukta. Purusha Shukta. Purusha means the Vishnu, Supreme Person, Purushottam Sri Vishnu. So they recite these prayers, and he hears these prayers, and he wakes up. So somehow they heard these shrutis living in Mahavaikuntha. They heard about the glories of Krishna and Vrindavan and the gopis from Narada Muni or someone speaking about them, and they heard. And then they developed a keen desire to become gopis. So they also became sadhana siddha gopis after many thousands and thousands of years of practicing tapasya and Raghunuga Bhakti. So now these are different groups. There's four different groups of sadhakas that became sadhana siddha. It's described in this purport by Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, chapter 29, verse, you know, whatever, I don't know, 11, 12, 13, something. So he says there that some of the gopis didn't get out and to meet Krishna when he called for the rasa dance, and some got out later, and some, they had a gunamaya deha. He says in Sanskrit, gunamaya deha. There were still some qualities, not like tamagun or rajagun or sattvagun, but some kind of gunas. They didn't have the... It's said in that same tika that those sadhana siddhas that had association, they had good association from the nitya siddhas. In other words, they appeared in Vrindavan, Boma Vrindavan, as sadhana siddhas, and then they got to meet, they met Lalita, they met Vishakha, and maybe Radharani, I don't know, Rupa Mandri, Rati Mandri. They met different sakis, and they were trained by them. So first of all, they were trained in different sevas, and second of all, they were trained in different bhavas and the trained because as sadhakas they attained prema, but they didn't. But as sadhaka body, you cannot experience or be able to withhold or doesn't have the power or strength to experience beyond prema, sneha, man, pranaya, rag, anurag, bhav, like this, mahabhav, rag, anurag, bhav, mahabhav. So when you take birth in Bhavan Vrindavan, then these nitya siddhas, they train you in different levels of prema. So it says that when it says gunamaya, deha, their body, their bhava body was not, it did not, they didn't, they had prema, or they can't be there in Krishna Leela, and they had their siddhadeyas. But their bhava was still some refinement was required. So they had to, because some of these sadhana siddhas, they didn't get association with the nitya siddhas, so they couldn't develop. So when Krishna played the flute, their prema was not quite developed to the proper perfectional level. So they couldn't go out. And then they were missing Krishna so much, so they were crying in separation. Oh, Krishna called us. Somehow our husbands kept us home. We couldn't get out for the rasa dance. And they were crying and lamentation and repentance and separation. So all that crying, it purified them. So then they gave up that gunamaya deha. It doesn't mean that they died, because they're living in amar loka. There's death, spiritual world, there's no birth or death. They're living there already. They left the world of birth and death, which is this earth planet. Now they're in Krishna's Leela and they're siddhadeya. So they gave up their gunamaya deha. It means they gave up that mentality or that feeling, that body of feelings that was not quite, there was, the prema was not quite enriched and developed to sneha, man, pranaya. So then, in that hankering, then they developed that prema, they developed intense anurag and rag. Then the next day or sometime, next few nights, Krishna played the flute, and then their body was now totally siddha body and siddha bhav. They had the siddhadeya, or gopideya. Now their bhav, their bhavas and prema was all perfection and suitable for pleasing and satisfying Radha and Krishna, especially Krishna. So then they went out the next day. So that's what it means. Now how do these sadhana siddhas apply to us as sadhana siddhas? These sadhana siddhas that were restrained like this were the rishicharis, and they were following the mood of the gopis, but they had not they were not Gaudiya Vaishnavas. They did not receive the mercy of Gauranga and Nityananda. So we in our Mandri Babu Upasana, the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, when they attain siddhi, when they attain, become sadhana siddha and take birth in a gopi's womb and go and braj, what do you call it, Boma Vrindavan, and the earth planet where Krishna's Leela, when they take birth there, then they'll have their perfect siddhadeya, and then they will directly, because they're already meditating their whole time, they're praying and meditating as a sadhaka in Stavavali. It's called Sobhishta Prarthana, whatever, where he's giving one prayer where he's saying, when will I go to Radharani? Radharani will teach me how to sing, how to play the veena, how to sing songs, how to tell poetry. And when will I go to Vishakha? And she will train me. So they're already meditating. So when they take birth, when the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sadhana Siddha Mandri takes birth in Braja Gokul, immediately she'll be in the Prema school. Immediately she'll get the Sangha, the direct association of the Sakis. So very quickly her Prema developed Sneha, Man, Pranaya, Rag, Anurag, Mahabhav. So then she won't have any Gunamaya Deha. She won't have to give up her body. She won't be restrained from the Rasa dance. When Krishna plays the flute, she'll run out of the house and she'll go there to serve Radharani. If she's even, because some Parivars, they say the Mandris are not married, but most all the Parivars say the Mandris are married. Rupa Goswami mentions about Rupa Goswami mentions in Radha Krishna Ganesh Deepika about husband, and Narottam mentions about husband. When will I be married? When will I be married in Yavat? There's one verse in Prem Bhakti Chandrika by Narottam Das. So that seems to indicate the mantris have husbands. But some parivars, they have the idea the mantris don't have any husbands. So whatever. So that path, the way that's shown in the Bhagavatam and the Rasa Lila chapters of these Shrutichari rishis, or the Shruticharis, or the Municharis, Dandakaranya sages, they as it said there in the purport, some of them did not get the association Nityasiddha Sakhis, because they did not receive, for whatever reason, they didn't receive. So they didn't. Their prema was not qualified, was not sufficiently deep. They had prema, but not developed enough to be able to get out of their houses. So we won't. That won't apply to us. That we won't go that way. Because we're already in a Sakhigan. We have a Yuteshri, Vishaka. We have a mantri, a chief, a Mukhya mantri, Rati mantri. We're already lined up with Rupa Mandri and Lalita. We're already completely lined. They weren't doing Mandri Babu Pasaka. We're doing a very specific bhajan, a Raghunuga Bhakti. So we're already connected. We're already, our Gurudev has introduced us. And Prarthana, Narottam Das Thakur, he's saying that, oh, when will my Guru Sakhi introduce me to Rupa Mandri? So when we're initiated as sadhakas in our sadhaka deha, long before we're siddhas, we're introduced to the mandris and to the sakhis. We meditate on them every day. We serve alongside of them in our meditation. So as you're doing in your sadhana, that will become your perfection. This is in Prem Bhakti Chandrika. Whatever you do in your sadhana, that becomes your perfection. So we're praying and meditating on learning Praheli, riddles from Radharani, Veena from Radharani, singing from Radharani, and poetry from Radharani. So then when we take birth there in Boma Vrindavan, immediately we'll meet Radharani, we'll meet the Gopi Sakhis, we'll get all our training, and then begin our seva for Radha and Krishna's intimate pastimes, and no delay, and no hesitation, and no blocking, and no obstacles.